This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The budget session of Parliament will begin from the 22nd of this month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju informed in a social media post that the session will continue till the 12th of August. He said the Union Budget 2024-25 will be presented in the Lok Sabha on the 23rd of July. Mr. Rijiju said President Draupadi Murmu, on the recommendation of the Government of India, has approved the proposal for summoning of both Houses of Parliament for the budget session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Keir Starmer and congratulated him on being elected as the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said both sides remain committed to deepening the comprehensive strategic partnership and robust India-UK economic ties for the progress and prosperity of people of both countries and global good. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke to UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, both sides reaffirmed the commitment to enhance the comprehensive strategic partnership. The External Affairs Minister said he is looking forward to an early in-person meeting with Mr. Lammy. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Bhubaneswar a short while ago on a four-day visit to Odisha. The President was welcomed by Odisha Governor Raghubar Das, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and other dignitaries at the Biju Patnaik International Airport. The President is visiting her home state to witness the world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan to be held tomorrow at the holy coastal town of Puri. The Health Ministry has clarified that reports of the NEET-UG counselling being deferred are incorrect. It said the date for counselling has not been notified yet. The clarification came amid media reports regarding deferment of NEET-UG counselling. In the Kashmir Valley, an encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces at Modargam village of South Kashmir's Kulgam district this afternoon. According to police, a joint team of security forces launched a joint cordon and search operation on specific information about the presence of terrorists in the area. However, as the joint team of forces approached the suspected spot, terrorists fired upon them, which was retaliated, triggering an encounter. The gunfight was continuing till reports last came in. Details are awaited. The government will set up multi-purpose primary agricultural credit societies PACs in around 2 lakh gram panchayats in the next 5 years. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah announced this today. He was addressing the Sahakar Se Samriddhi program at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar on the occasion of the 102nd International Day of Cooperation. Mr. Shah also launched the Gujarat Government Special Assistance Scheme for farmers on the purchase of nano urea. He also inaugurated virtually Amul's first organic store in Delhi and Bharat Organic Atta, produced by the National Cooperative Organics Limited. During the event, he appealed to people to buy products from the two brands. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast light and moderate rainfall over northwest, central, east and northeast India during the next 5 days. Heavy rainfall is likely over Uttarakhand, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, West Bengal, Sikkim and Bihar till the 9th of this month. The Met Department has predicted heavy rain in Punjab and West Madhya Pradesh for tomorrow. In cricket, the first T20 international of the five-match series between India and Zimbabwe is underway at Harare. Put into bat first, the hosts were 103 for 9 in 19 overs when reports last came in. The series is the first international series after the retirement of legendary Indian trio of Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli and Ravindra Jadeja from the T20 format of the game. Senior players have been rested for this series after their World Cup winning campaign in West Indies last month. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden will take on German pair of Henrik Ebbens and Konstantin Frantzen in the second round of men's doubles in London this evening. In Manipur, the 75th State Level 1 Mahotsav was celebrated today at Lamding Makha Lekai in Imphal West District. The State Forest and Environment Minister Thongam Biswajit Singh led the tree plantation drive in which around 2,000 seedlings were planted. The celebration was held under the theme Ek Ped Maake Naam Pe, and the participants, including many students along with their mothers, took pledge under Life Lifestyle for Environment. And with that, we end this news bulletin.